More updates on the Medford School Board meeting held this past Monday. Superintendent Pat Sullivan.
The update on graduation, we just reiterated, the decision. We went over that again. We're holding it outside on the soccer football field. We are going to be issuing a set number of tickets to each graduate attending for their family. And they will be sitting in the bleachers. The family members will be in the bleachers. And we will guarantee them social distancing from the other families that they will be in the bleachers. The graduates will be on the track. They will be social distancing as well on the track. This is going to be held in the evening. It's going to start at 8 o'clock. And the reason we're going a little later is because we want to show a video, and we need it to get dark, right? So we'll show the video, the senior video, at the end of the program, where normally we start out with it. But more importantly, this truly is going to be a rain or shine event. Rain or shine event. We are telling people, plan this, approach it like you would a soccer or a football game. If it's raining, we're not canceling, okay? So dress appropriately. If there's lightning, we'll delay it. But we'll get it in, is our plan. We will get this in that evening, and it'll cap off for the seniors what we all know has been a historic year, and it will give them yet one more memory, that one more story that will be unique to their class. We talked a little bit about prom. We tried our best to plan a prom, and we were going to do it right away in August. When the county was at a moderate risk level, we were still comfortable with the prom. It was going to be held at the Civic Center, but we were also going to be utilizing the outdoors. But when the county went from moderate to high, that's where we decided that we no longer felt comfortable hosting a prom. So that has been canceled. The board considered foreign exchange students for this upcoming year and decided not to have any foreign exchange students. And again, that decision is based on the pandemic. We asked the board, and they did pass a code of conduct change. Basically, what happened was we had student athletes that had gotten into trouble. They were going to go out for a spring sport, so they were maybe going to play baseball or track. No fault of their own, right? Out of their control, that season was lost, so they were unable to sit out their games that they would have had to sit out. So we felt like their penalty, they already, like every kid that wanted to play a spring sport, sat out the whole season. But we still had to follow the WIA minimum. And those students, we reduced the amount of games they'll have to sit out in the fall. As long as we have fall sports, they will sit out less games.
Our thanks to Superintendent of Schools, Pat Sullivan.